and
I
do, but I want to introduce the song when we're done. I'm curious if anybody knows this song. So we were going through our old Sing Out magazines this week and we came across this one, so we thought we should do it. Oops, let me start over. I met Jesus in the morning, he was waiting for a train. He said he thought it might be time to come down and explain how wrong it was to do some things and do them in his name. He said, after all, everybody's riding on this train.
Subway underground, I saw his smile slowly fade, I saw him look around. He said he wished we'd understand and do so in his name. He said, after all, everybody's riding on this train.
I met Allah on the L train above the city streets. We rattled down the railway line and we looked down on the knee. He said he wondered why it was some never feel the pain. He said, after all, everybody's riding on this train. I saw the devil standing at the station in the rain. He had a smile upon his face, so satisfied and vain. Said, heaven is its own reward, I don't have to explain. He said, after all, everybody's riding on this train. Anybody know that song?
No. I've heard it.
It's called Morning Train. It's by David Francy. He's I'll read this little bio thing. He's a Scottish-born Canadian songwriter. He emigrated from Scotland to Canada when he was 12, and he worked across Canada in rail yards and construction and in the Yukon, all while writing poetry and just kind of singing it to himself in his head while he worked, until he was in his mid-40s, and then his friends and his wife said, you know, you should go public with this. You should go on the stage. And so then he learned to play an instrument. He didn't play any instruments before that. And he started making albums in his mid-40s, and he was like an immediate hit in the oldies. In 1999, he released his first album. He won a lot of awards. Now he performs in Canada, the U.S., and Europe. He'll be in Milwaukee in November this year.
What's his name again?
David Francy.
Francy?
F-R-A-N-C-E-Y. He wrote this one in 2003 while he was waiting for a train in Tønder, Denmark.
He must be a Unitarian.
Right. That's why I wanted to do it.